October beef exports were up 2% from a year ago, while export value was at a record high $687 million. That's up 22% from a year ago. Variety meat exports increased 14% in volume, 39% in value. October pork exports were down 2% in volume, but still achieved a 5% increase in value. The results were also bolstered by strong variety meat exports, which were up 24% in volume, 23% in value from a year ago. USMEF's Joe Sheely says U.S. beef and pork exports are having a very successful year this year, as both have gone over the $5 billion mark in the first 9 months of the year.
It was just 3 years ago that we broke $5 billion for the first time for a whole year. So that's how much growth we've had just in the last few years.
And Sheely talks about some of the expanding markets for U.S. meat products in Latin America.
It was only 3 or 4 years ago we were exporting almost nothing to Colombia. But we now have the U.S. Colombia Free Trade Agreement has been helpful in that regard by giving us better access. But Colombia this year, just this year alone, $100 million pork market. And we're also exporting a fair amount of beef to Colombia. Chile, for example, 5 years ago, we were talking $4 or $5 million worth of red meat to Chile. Last year, that was a $100 million market. $60 million in beef, $40 million in pork to Chile. So those are some examples of markets that were just barely on the radar 5 or 6 years ago, and we've now turned those into very profitable markets for some U.S. exporters.
USMEF's president and CEO Philip Tsang said strong demand for variety meat is very positive news for the industry because these products contribute significantly to the profitability of U.S. producers and processors. Tsang said the lower volumes were a concern, however, adding that lower slaughter numbers have impacted beef supply and the strengthening U.S. dollar is affecting the export market.